John chapter 12, 11 to 15. Because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed into Jesus. On the next day, the great crowd who had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, took the branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Even the king of Israel. And Jesus, having found a young donkey, sat on it as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king comes, sitting on a donkey's colt.
In verse 11, we see that many believed because of the testimony of Lazarus. The living testimony of the church always causes people to believe in the Lord and brings people into the church life. The increase of the church must depend upon the church's living testimony, not only upon the preaching of the gospel. The best preaching of the gospel that makes the church to increase is our living testimony of experiencing the Lord as our life. It appears as if Lazarus did nothing. He just sat there at the table with the Lord, enjoying the feast with him. But we must remember that Lazarus was a living testimony of the resurrection life. He did not testify by doing, but by living in the resurrection life. His testimony was not in labor or in works. It was in the enjoyment of the resurrection life. He was a witness to the power of the Lord's resurrection life. Wherever he was, the testimony of resurrection life was there. In the church life, there must be at least three items: the diligent service for the Lord, the living testimony of the resurrection life of the Lord, and the absolute love poured out upon the Lord. If we are truly practicing the church life, we must have the service, the testimony, and the love toward the Lord. We all must be Martha, Lazarus, and Mary. Such a church is a result and issue of the Lord being life to us. Chapter 12 is the issue of chapter 11. This kind of service, testimony, and love comes out of the Lord being resurrection life to us. With these functions, there is the genuine church life. In the real church life, the service to the Lord is rendered, the testimony of the Lord is seen, and the love toward the Lord is poured out. Here we can enjoy the Lord with other saints, and the Lord himself can dwell, rest, and feast in satisfaction. This is the real expression of the body of the Lord, which is the vessel to contain the Lord and to express him.